This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today. Legislators prepare to introduce the Farm Workforce Modernization Act into Congress for the third time after the much-needed farm labor reform stalled in the Senate yet again. Western Congressman Dan Newhouse says the key to getting this bill onto the president's desk is gathering enough bipartisan support in the Senate.
With the reason being given that by many of my Senate colleagues that while we have a crisis at the southern border, they just cannot see their way to be able to move forward and pass immigration-related legislation. That's very frustrating because the Farm Workforce Modernization Act is actually part of the solution to getting control of our southern border. The good thing is that there's a renewed interest in the Senate. There's a bipartisan group of senators that have been down the border this week, as a matter of fact, talking about the need to improve not only the situation at the border, but immigration policies overall in our country. But I think we have to keep trying, and I will continue to keep trying to get this done.
Newhouse stresses that without an adequate workforce, our crops will go unharvested, and our food supply chain is placed at further risk. For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.